This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Assange and his ilk make common cause with dictators today. Yes, they try unsuccessfully to cloak themselves and their actions in the language of liberty and privacy, but in reality, they champion nothing but their own celebrity. Their currency is clickbait. Their moral compass, non-existent. Their mission, personal self-aggrandizement through destruction of Western values.
If you look at what's happened over the last 8 weeks and compare that really to what's happened over the last 8 years, you'll see there's a tremendous difference,
All right, dropping a bomb and on ISIS, and the CIA drops a bomb as Mike Pompeo rips WikiLeaks as hostile intelligence service, pretty much perhaps pushed through Russia. What a place to start. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So this is where we're at. The bomb is specially 11 tons of it. What a message from Donald Trump, our president. It's the mother of all bombs. And what happened here is the idea is that it wasn't, it pretty much was just a little bit under the size of Hiroshima, but it shows that, as he said, they're not afraid to use what they have to use to do whatever it takes. So Trump was going to drop that bomb and did on ISIS, targeting cave hideouts in Afghanistan. Biggest non-nuclear weapon ever. 21,000-pound bomb. Obliterate the jihadists in those caves in Afghanistan. 30 feet long, 11 tons of explosives, a mild wide radius blast, or blast radius. He pledged if he became president that he would bomb the crap out of ISIS, and that's what he tried to do. The Pentagon denies that it was revenge for the death of Saturday of a Green Beret soldier in the same area of Afghanistan. Bottom line is this bomb was dropped. A crater left by the blast is believed to be about 1,000 feet wide. After it exploded 6 feet above the ground, anyone at the blast site was vaporized. The president you just heard there told those reporters at the White House that he was very proud and called the operation really another successful job. We're very, very proud of our military. The Pentagon says it hit its mark and it had nothing to do with revenge. They echoed that again and again and again because they were asked many times about it. When you actually see this bomb, it really is a huge bomb. I can see why it's called the mother of all bombs. It would have sent shockwaves through that area. I mean, anybody who was left alive would have been shocked and left in awe of that for you know, how ferocious that bomb was. So, unleashed by the United States for the first time, dropped on an ISIS camp in Afghanistan in order to obliterate underground tunnels by the terrorists. That's what it was. That's what really the intended target was. And I saw the comparison of what it would look like if that same bomb was dropped on Manhattan. And what that comparison showed was anyone in the tunnels who didn't have the life sucked out of them would have been crushed to death by the force of the explosion. It was just that big, a fireball. So if you were close, of course, you were dissipated, vaporized. If you were 426 feet away, third degree burns. Anywhere close, forget about it. The GBU-43. Think about it this way. If that same bomb was dropped near Times Square, it would have obliterated pretty much all of Times Square. Wow. So a week before, missiles hitting an airfield. This time around, it's ISIS is the target. Can't say he didn't do what he said he would do when he was running, that's for sure, because that was discussed many, many, many times. Now it's a question of what happens with North Korea. Will the Pentagon move first? And the answer is they have. The U.S. is prepared to launch a preemptive strike with conventional weapons against North Korea should officials become convinced that North Korea is about to follow through with a nuclear weapons test. They've warned a big event is near, and signs point to that, that there could be a nuclear test. The U.S. has two destroyers capable of shooting Tomahawk cruise missiles in the area, 300 miles from the North Korean nuclear site. American heavy bombers are also positioned in Guam to attack North Korea if it's necessary. And earlier this week, the Pentagon said that the USS Carl Vinson aircraft carrier strike group was actually being diverted to that area. So we are ready to go when it comes to any sort of war. Obviously, we're seeing what's happening out of the gate so far with Donald Trump. Got a lot of emails from many of you about that. Some really a big thumbs up, some really concerned about what this could do, that it was a slippery slope. I don't know. To me, I say we've talked about taking ISIS out for so long, and there's no pussyfooting around it, and especially with Assad dumping chemical weapons on his own people, allegedly. If that's happening, then, you know, what's the end game here? And anytime you take out any of these Islamic terrorists, it's the world is a far better place. The problem is that they supposedly use people as human shields, and you don't want that. And there's other problems associated with people close to ISIS, close to the areas where ISIS is infiltrated the most, or is now infiltrating anyway. So caves, hideouts, all of that in Afghanistan, annihilated in some regions. And what happens next in North Korea, I think, are the big questions on that front anyway. In the meantime, who gets the detention center first as far as immigration is concerned? And the answer is the Lone Star State. Texas got the first immigrant center built under Donald Trump. A private prison company announced Thursday they won $110 million federal contract to build Texas the first new detention center. It's going to be just north of Houston, opens by the end of next year, and will house some of the immigration problem there. In fact, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement already has a record of more than 41,000 people. 41,000, wow. We need a break, don't we? Let's go to the movies. We're heading there next on America Tonight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do things to your collarbone, Lord. I like to reggae, but you can't.
Coming up here on America Tonight, we're taking you to the movies. It may be one of those long weekends where you get to go to the movies. Before we go there, though, Carrie Fisher, you know her, part of the whole Star Wars crew, Princess Leia. Apparently in Orlando, there was a celebration of Star Wars celebration that had a 50th anniversary panel at a four-day convention, and they did a tribute to Princess Leia. And the Princess Leia tribute apparently was really something to see. Her daughter, Billie Lord, who spoke pretty emotionally in front of a crowd of fans wearing Leia's familiar white dress from the original 1977 Star Wars. And composer John Williams conducted a performance of Leia's theme. Then there was a video package behind the scenes material and interviews with Fisher over the years that left the audience pretty emotional. You know, she was loved by so many people in her world and in that Hollywood family. Certainly, there's no question about that. And Star Wars, could it be bigger? I mean, how many of you have not seen Star Wars? There's a few. But I was kind of in that category of only seeing a few of them, and my nephew straightened that out very quickly. When he was visiting, we were going to search the earth to find Star Wars and bring up every single one of the movies. And sure enough, we did. And just like Star Wars had many, 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 many sequels and prequels, the fate of the Fast and the Furious is up this week at the box office. And this is like number 8, but so popular. If you take a tour of Universal, they have a little bit of the Fast and Furious set, and it is pretty wild to see how they filmed it. So We're going to roll that tape. The Fate of the Fast and Furious.
All right, team, listen up. This crew is about family, but the game has changed now. Dominic Toretto just went rogue.
You're gonna turn your back on family? I know it looks bad. Don't give up on him so easy.
You've only got one chance to make this family whole again.
Don't do this, Dom.
You ready?
One thing I can guarantee, no one's ready for this.
She's the very definition of high-tech terrorism.
There's thousands of cars in this city, and now they're all mine.
Now I know what it feels like to be every cop ever chasing us. Wait, wait, wait! Ah! Oh,
damn! London. Abu Dhabi. Cuba. Our paths have crossed before dawn. You just didn't know it. I think I need to remind you why you chose to be here.
Got no choice.
If you're gonna catch Dom, you're gonna need a little help.
You wanna tell me why you just put me in a room with this teen crumpets eating criminal?
You don't think that tight t-shirt's cutting up the circulation of your brain? You should get a bigger size.
You guys are gonna work together.
Love to.
I've been waiting for this.
We got a tank.
Now it's my turn. Boom, baby.
You just don't give up, do they?
You thought this was going to be a street fight. It's that torpedo! Take the wheel.
What?
This is crazy! Oh.
You get style points for that one.
Woo!
I don't know why you're doing this, but I know one thing. You love me. Fire!
Hang on to your own.
I think it's all about the music. In fact, they have an album for it, 14 songs, and it includes all kinds of musicians on this. It is the eighth movie in the film franchise, and it's about fast cars, and it's about family, as we just heard. Family! So I think I don't have to describe what the Fast and Furious is. If you like the franchise, you'll go see the movie, because that's just how it is. It's like Rocky. There could be Rocky 16, and even if you know, oh, this could be weak, you go and see it. Because you're just hooked in. It's something you do. And absolutely, fast cars, gorgeous women, hunky guys. I mean, it's got all of the things that so many young people would be attracted to. So it'll find an audience. It will. It'll do pretty decent, I'm sure, at the box office. It's crazy to me that there's been eight of those. Wow. So we swing from those hot cars to altitude. This is the last, this is the second of the three movies we're going to look at, so check it out.
So what are you getting away from?
I'm federal agent.
People are going to get killed.
You're out of my unit, you're out of my time zone.
I kind of have to follow the rules.
I'm flight 709.
Thank you.
The only thing more dangerous...
This plane is about to be hijacked. We cannot trust a single person in this plane.
...than losing control.
The plane belongs to us now.
...is taking it back.
What is it that you need my help with?
Just tell me what you miss, CB. It's wrong when the storm made a system.
I'm going to have to arrest you.
Don't try flattering me. Rated R.
All right, that's about planes, obviously. Mystery thriller, 1 hour, 30 minutes. I think you get the gist of that. It's not reality, so it's not the United flight, but it's something equally as scary. And finally, the last movie you might want to see that's coming out called Finding Oscar.
Aquí estamos en las dos R's.
Ya no hay un ser viviente que viva acá.
Central America is simply too close for us to ignore the danger of government seizing power there with ideological and military ties to the Soviet Union.
The Guatemalan conflict stands out for the one-sidedness of the conflict, basically the Guatemalan military against leftist guerrillas.
Desgraciadamente, el año 1982, nadie sabía del terror. Cuesta recordar ese día.
Yo llevaba una niña, y a donde me llevan, dice, es que te van a ir a vacunar. Vacunar quiere decir a ejecutarlas.
No, pero está prohibido. Nobody will save us from this.
We asked who went into the well, and his response was, Tovo, everybody went into the well.
One of the things that makes this case stand out is that there's a weak link.
Two boys were taken by the people that were commanding the massacre.
The two children would be the living evidence that a crime occurred in those efforts. And how she found Oscar was an odyssey.
We had no idea that this would eventually lead us to a little town outside of Boston.
Wow, so you can tell as we fade that out that Finding Oscar is about what happened, a tragedy in Guatemala in a small village. I think this looks pretty good. It's that Guatemala Civil War that happened. I think it would be, for last for a long time, would be a great one to stream if you don't catch it in the theaters. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856. 1-800-972-5856.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh, just a sigh. And the fundamental things apply as time goes by. Lovers woo, they still say I love you, on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings.
Once again, the mailbag is full, full, full. Thank you so much. Getting a lot of email from a lot of different places, including from our friends at KPAM, I guess, listening to us in Portland, so I'm assuming that's where you're getting us on our great affiliate there, and I thank you so much for that, for finding us and reaching out. And all you have to do if you're listening to me for the first time or you just have something that you want to express, go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, just like that, you are in, my friends. So let's go to our first one. This one is from Hal. Hal says, "Hi, Kate. I've been listening to the conversation about Donald Trump, and I think you made a really good point when you said he made a switch on NATO, explaining why, and it's something that you said before, if good leaders are good leaders, they aren't afraid to say that something's changed, it really is happening, they've gone deeper, they know more now, whatever it might be." And bravo that you said that, because I think you're absolutely true. I've seen this in my own company. The best CEOs that we've had, and I've gone through four in my entire career swing, they've been the ones that have really listened and have made changes swiftly when they needed to make changes and weren't afraid to say we went in the wrong direction. Yeah, so I said that the other night, that it's like there's two kinds of, I shouldn't say there's two kinds of people, it's more than that, but when it boils down to whatever the serious issue is, or entity, or people, whatever we're talking about, if we just take government, for example, of course, you get the right people in place, something can change. So why do people always have to stick with whatever it is, that stubbornness of, no, I'm right, no, I'm right, and you are 100% wrong? And yeah, absolutely. So let's move on to another one. This one is from Lisa. And Lisa says, "Kate, you mentioned a book that Ellen Ratner has that you're in. And I'm curious what the name of that book was. I didn't catch it. I think you said something to her on the air about it. Yep, it's called Loving What You Do, The Elements of a Great Work Life. And she did. She mentioned me in it and mentioned, you know, a ton of people that she's worked with and friendly with. And in the book, she says, because I guess that's what you mean. What does that mean? She talks about your motivation, your communication, teamwork, just everything that you can imagine, service, what the gap is. It's a good book, and I'm not surprised that Ellen wrote a good book. And she makes the point that I love, loving what you do, the elements of a great working life, because how many people love what they do, or how many people are just doing their job and don't like what they do. And sometimes, you know, circumstances, it's not easy to walk away from a paycheck. You have kids, you have circumstances that where you have to feed an economic engine, or maybe you just get lucky and you, and I've met a lot of these people lately, and you just absolutely love what you do, and you started doing it maybe even right out of school, or you didn't go to school, you went right into a profession. I met a bunch of people like that at UPS. I gave a speech to UPS about 2 weeks ago. It was 2 weeks ago. And I talked to a lot of people in the room, but three of the people I talked to had started working at UPS right when they were in school. They were, you know, 17, 18, got a part-time job, and they still were there. And I asked them, and they went in different positions and whatnot. I asked them if they still loved their job, liked their job, and every single one of them said they loved their job. That's why they didn't leave, that they didn't plan on it, that it was just a summer job, or it was something that they were doing to get money, and they liked it from the get-go. And you know what? Part of that, I guarantee, is they like the people that they worked with. They like the supervisor. That makes a huge difference. So thanks for asking that question. Again, the book is Loving What You Do, Ellen Ratner. You can get it on Amazon. All right, let's move to this one. Alan. And Alan says, oh, Kate, this whole Syria thing, they just need to get rid of Assad. I mean, Russia, what is Russia thinking? Well, never mind. We won't even go in that direction. Assad is a butcher. He's done horrific things to his people. When you are dropping gas on your own people and then trying to say you didn't do it, I'm sorry, there's just, that's out of bounds. That's more than out of bounds. The humanity of that is just depressing to even think of. You're right. After you talked about seeing those pictures and the video and the fact that you couldn't stand to look at it, I went and looked at it, and I couldn't really stand to look at it either, but I got a better sense of why this thing is so serious. Oh, absolutely. It's very serious. You know, babies, kids, women, men, doesn't matter. It's just absolutely awful. And I think it was smart to go after that airfield and to say, okay, enough of this. You can't do this, or we're going to come after you. And what does that lead to with Assad? I have no idea, but I would not be stunned if, however long from now, we're seeing that he's taken out, you know, that he's no longer trying to run Syria anyway. All right, here's another one. This one is from Bernie, and Bernie says, Kate, loved the show, started listening about maybe 6 months ago. I'm not sure how long ago it's been, but you get the gist. I found you kind of by accident. I was on an overnight trip somewhere, and I was in a cab, and the cab driver had you on, and he said he always listened to you, and I thought that was high praise. It was in a place that you talk about every once in a while, Sarasota, Florida. So you have listeners. Definitely keep on going. I thought it was interesting what you were talking about at the time. You were talking about numbers. You were doing a segment where you were talking about different numbers, and all the stories were different and interesting, and I just really found it fascinating, so I started to look for you. So I'm going to throw this in here. I'm wondering if you think that United's stock will continue to tank based on what we saw with the man being dragged off the plane. Do you think people really will boycott United unless people will fly them, and that will affect the stock and maybe the CEO goes? Well, maybe the CEO goes. I wouldn't be stunned by that, because there is so much reaction to it that the board may make that decision that, yeah, no matter what, he can't stay. I mean, that's, he's the face of this, and he said one thing, and it's out there. So Oscar Munoz can apologize and say it's shameful and all that other sort of thing. But it would be very easy for United to put him out, and that's a board decision. So that I wouldn't be surprised by. What happens with the reaction if people boycott and don't fly United? I don't know. Because I think initially there's this shock and there's this outrage, and now United will fix it. But the doctor, Dr. Dow, being dragged off the plane and, you know, filing court papers and all of that, I don't see a bigger picture of people saying, well, I have to get on a plane, I will not fly United, because people already have flights booked, and I don't think they're changing their flights. Of course not. I think it's going to make people more on edge that if it comes down, let's put it this way, if it came down to United, American, Southwest, any of the other carriers out there, Delta, and the, pretty much the prices were the same today, and you were booking a flight, would what happened make you stay away from United? I mean, there's your big question. And the answer is somebody who's flying for price and not adding up miles, I think yes. But somebody who they reap whatever benefits, because now we're questioning that, I think they would go with their United stuff. So if you actually are a United flyer, they're going to do everything they can to not make this kind of thing happen, because it's a nightmare for them. So I think it gets better. It has to, because they don't want to. Yeah, they won't take that chance. So I think the answer is, because there's so much in the spotlight, flying United now, I don't know, dragging you off the plane, that's really doubtful that that's going to happen. That's what those videos did. The videos highlighting that, they ensured that anyone in the future who is in that situation, I don't think that that happens, because it's just too, man, it's too over the top. It's just too way over the top. Absolutely. All right, here's another one. This one is from Keith, and Keith says, Kate, I heard you talking about that insomnia coffee, and I was so curious about the coffee, because I like strong coffee, that I decided I would go out and I would try to find that coffee, and oh my gosh, it is strong coffee. And as you said, it was from South Africa, and when you get it, it has like this X on the front of it, so you are absolutely right. It is Starbucks times 10, and it's good tasting, though. I like the taste of it, but it is crazy, crazy, crazy strong. I couldn't drink it all day long. So thanks for that, because it made for a good joke for somebody I know. And I tried it, and I found it to be rather strong. Yeah. So see, it's the opposite for me. The world's strongest coffee would be disastrous for me. I don't like Starbucks coffee. It's too strong. So imagine this one's worse than Starbucks. Yeah. No, thank you. Doesn't work for me. All right, remember what you can do. Always, you want to get a hold of us 24/7. It's not one calorie. It just takes a few moments. Just shoot me an email. Please reach out to the show with any questions, concerns, cool things that you want to say or you want to throw in and mix in part of the conversation with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Our perfect way to end this show with the numbers, so we go to another edition of We Can Count. And as we look at the numbers, because this is what I say. So I started We Can Count because what I say is that everything comes back to numbers. And maybe it's just because a couple of years ago I noticed, gosh, everything that I talk about has a lot of it has numbers in it. And when I go and speak to people, one of the speeches I do is, what's your wow? How do you clearly, confidently, concisely describe who you are and what you do? Because people really fumble with the introductions, and it's like my quest that people connect better and you don't stumble over all of that. And so often it is numbers that we're talking about. You have seven kids, you raised seven kids, and you went to seven different colleges. You worked seven jobs to put the kids through those colleges. You flew a million miles, or like me, my wow, I've interviewed over 12,000 people. So that's because somebody asked me that question. How did you come up with We Can Count? And so that's what it is. That's your wow. Which, by the way, if you want to find out about my speaking, I've been asked about this too. Just go to katedelaneyspeaker.com. katedelaneyspeaker.com. All right, let's dive into it. Speaking of numbers, did you know that the NHL playoffs are underway? Well, if you didn't know that, now you know that the NHL playoffs are underway. And, boy, it seems like everybody and their brother gets into the playoffs, but that's how it is in the beginning, and then it gets pared down after that. So if we're looking at the scores and we're looking at what happened last night as far as on the ice, it's not a surprise, I don't think. I shouldn't say that. Except for that somebody also asked through the miracle of the Internet what happened with the Blues. Well, the Blues, because, of course, we've got people listening in St. Louis and in Missouri, the Blues beat the Wild in overtime. Yeah. The final score in that one, I was watching part of this too, was 2-1. So the Blues were able to get that last goal that, of course, gives them the first game. I think it's good to go out with the first game. But for all my Minnesota Wild fans, never fear, this is just one game. And it was in Minnesota, so Joel Edmondson skated away from the slot after his overtime incredible shot for St. Louis. And just he was calm and, you know, scored at 17:48 of the extra period. And, you know, that was the difference maker in the first game. However, never fear for those fans on the other side of it. There is more hockey to be played. I can't believe that we're already into, and that's what that symbolizes to me. I can't believe that we're already into hockey playoffs, because that means not too far around the corner, we have the NFL, again. Before you know it, we'll be talking about training camps, which is absolutely crazy. All right, I'm going to just run through a couple of scores, too, for you, because it's not fair to give you just a few of them. So the Blues win in overtime. The Rangers shut out the Canadiens 2-0. The Bruins got by the Senators 2-1. And the Penguins had no problem with the Blue Jackets 3-1. There was one other overtime game. The Sharks, the San Jose Sharks, knocked off the Oilers 3-2. In OT. Let's move on to another number. Remember, this is, if you just tuned in, We Can Count. So I always say it's about the numbers, and this number is pretty interesting. It's kind of a crazy number. This 14,000-year-old Ice Age village was discovered, right? Somebody sent me a link to it. It's beautiful. It's a coastal village that goes back to the last ice age. It was discovered by researchers in Western Canada. And I saw the aerial footage of it, and it's phenomenal looking. And I'm thinking, I don't know, is there a way that they can make this a tourist destination? Because if there is a way they can, I just kind of bet that's going to happen. Let's make it a tourist destination. And when I see things like this, and it's in Western Canada, when someone sends me a story like that, and I look at that on the surface, you know what I'm thinking, oh, boy, wouldn't it be great to just look at a map and have enough money and means where you can say, where do I feel like going? Let me just point at the map and pick some remote place. Or maybe sometimes it's a place that's super crowded with a lot of people but has cool artifacts to see and museums and, you know, whatever. And that would be a cool place to at least fly over. But to land and spend some time there, wow. All right, how about this? The Trump approval ratings, the Rasmussen report, which is the daily presidential tracking poll, shows that 48% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 52% disapprove. The latest numbers include 29% who strongly approve of the way he's performing and 42% who strongly disapprove. So that number keeps moving, I think, depending on what, which makes sense, depending on what's happening, whether it's, you know, going after Assad, conversations about the wall, yeah. We move from the polls to Fox News. How about this? Fox News has got to figure out what they're doing, first of all, with the O'Reilly situation. Is big time. He's on vacation right now. So the CEO of Fox has to figure out a few things, too. Where Fox is headed. Bill O'Reilly is making them a lot of money, but the sexual harassment allegations, settling them for $13 million and dozens of advertisers in the meantime pulling their spots from the O'Reilly factor, is a quandary for them big time. So the CEO is you know, is Fox willing, he's got to make the decision, is he willing to jeopardize $200 million in advertising revenue, $200 million, that the host pulls in every year by sending a message that inappropriate behavior toward women won't be tolerated, and they have this weird track record now because of Roger Ailes, who was booted, that last year under these kind of, under these same circumstances. So what does he do? Fox, is it bigger than one show or not? So you've got these women's advocacy groups like Ultraviolet and the National Organization for Women that have called for him to be fired. And, of course, the uproar is at a weird time when Fox is trying to secure regulatory clearance of its $14.6 million acquisition of SkyPick. So they don't want, they're trying not to have any kind of bump with that. I guess what's going to have to happen is they're going to have to just make this decision. O'Reilly's supposed to be back on the air April 24th. And the rumor is that they want to make this break permanent. But will it be permanent or not? You know, who knows? It's up to the Fox CEO. I mean, that's what it's about. He either decides to stick with him or not. And just that, again, it's the money thing of what they're where they're going and what they're doing. So one of Fox's biggest investments since James Murdoch took over as CEO, $725 million investment in National Geographic. So they picked up National Geographic, the TV channels, the magazine. That's pretty big, and they're doubling investments in science, research, education. And the reason Murdoch, the son, decided to do that is he said the emphasis on nature and ecology and blah, 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 which is completely opposite of what some of this is happening at Fox. But I guess they feel there's a future in it, I suppose, because actually the work on National Geographic is incredible. Some of the, well, I was just mentioning places. Some of the places that they take us to, phenomenal. But it still comes back down to the question of what do? Huge test. Do they keep O'Reilly or do they boot O'Reilly? What do you think? Send me your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net. On that, we're calling it an hour. Thanks so much for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.